It's Rosie on the House. The Arizona Hour continues as we're looking back at people and places we visited associated with our Arizona staycations. And we found out that Frommer's Travel Guide gave Bisbee, Arizona, one of the best places in the world to visit. So we had to find out more, and we talked with Jennifer Luria about it.
Yeah, well, I think this came about because I attended a media mission in L.A., and that's where other destination marketing organizations come together to meet with media to talk about their destinations and to kind of pitch stories and just to educate them on a potential article or just something to write about. And at that specific event, Jason Cochran, who's the editor-in-chief of Frommer's, and I went around, shook hands and met people, and Jason was one of them. It was probably about a month or two ago, I got a call from the Arizona Office of Tourism. And they said, hey, heads up, something great is going to be announced soon, and it's about Bisbee, and you've won something, and it's Frommer's. So I thought, oh, great, excellent. And here I thought, well, maybe it's another award just within the U.S. And when the official press release came out from Frommer's, it included us as on a worldwide list. So that has been very exciting.
You know, if you go, listeners, if you go to Frommer's.com, you can see what kind of places Bisbee won with. And there was only three in the United States, right, Jennifer?
Yeah.
And that was correct. San Antonio, New Orleans, and Bisbee.
All on I-10.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, you must have done a great job talking them up, because if you scroll through these winners, we have winners in India. We have Germany, Hamburg, Germany. Faroe Islands. We have Juneau, Alaska. The Mekong River, the Caribbean, and, you know, if you keep scrolling through, and Bisbee. So what did you tell them that enticed them to think that Bisbee should be on this grand list?
I don't know, but you know what? They used the word genuine when they talked about it, and maybe that's part of it, because here I feel like there's not a facade. It's not a show. We all live here. We work here. There's beautiful historic elements, but we've got modern businesses in it, and everyone, I suppose, is very genuine here. So I think the way I was pitching it to him, you know, we're not a destination that has spas and fancy golf courses. We've got an amazing golf course, which is the first one in Arizona. So things like that maybe stuck out, and I hope so, because that's what we truly are. You know, we're at Bohemian Spirit. We still get talked about as being a hippie town. Maybe, maybe not. You know, there were some hippies that came to hold on to the town in the 70s when the mines closed. But I think generally we're more of a bohemian spirit. There's a lot of counterculturists here and people that like to do things their own way. So I think that makes it kind of special here. And I think that's what Jason got from talking to him.
And you mentioned to me also it's a hidden gem. So that's kind of one of the criteria. They're looking for kind of hidden gems.
Yeah. And I think that since we're 45 minutes off the I-10, we're not a pass-through town. You have to decide to come to Bisbee. And I think from that, we become a little bit more hidden than other destinations, and small, but nestled in the Mule Mountains, you know, with that beautiful climate, kept us on the radar for them as well.
Well, why don't you let people who haven't been to Bisbee know what they would come to see then? If there's, you know, if it's not a spa destination, what are they coming for?
Yeah, when you drive into Bisbee, you come through this Mule Pass, that little tunnel, and when it spits you out, you see all these old miner shacks. So from the turn of the century, houses stacked in the hills. So right away, it's charming just before you even set foot on any of the roads. And so seeing that, it looks charming, looks like a little snow globe village, kind of without the snow. We get snow once in a while. And when you're in the old historic part of town, there's remnants of the mining equipment left, and there's museums. But everywhere there's some inspiration. So whether you like to photograph architecture or artwork, there's art murals on the walls, really cute mom and pop shops, you know, things that you don't really recognize. So I think it's refreshing when you come to Bisbee. It's not the same chain stores, you know, specialty things. We've got really good food, and sometimes that's not so synonymous with a small town. But they work with a lot of the local farmers around to get fresh produce and meats, and it's just special. Everyone here kind of has a creative vibe, I say, whether they're musicians also, or they're artists within their food industry, or they dance, or they perform and paint. So you see that all around. I think that's what makes it different from other places.
And how about places to stay?
Yeah. So we've got traditional bed and breakfast. There's hotels. They're all in historic buildings, but some have had a more of a modern redone decor inside. But they're everything from, you know, king size beds to little apartment suites, so you can have a little kitchen. You can go to the farmer's market, get fresh food, come back and cook it yourself, or go out to one of our dinners. And there's motor courts. There's a vintage trailer court. So there's quite the gamut of different places to stay in Bisbee.
And when walking Bisbee, there are a lot of stairs, aren't there?
There are. We're known for, there's an event called the Stair Climb. It happens once a year, but our stairs are always open, and we call them the Heritage Stairs. So before, they were made out of concrete. They were just ladders that were laid across the dirt, and they'd had mules that would help people bring up their goods and their water to their houses. And then the WPA came in during the Depression, and they put in the concrete stairs. And there's sprinkled all throughout the entire historic area. So it goes from the business district on up to the residential area. So you can take a few stairs. Some might be 161 on one staircase, 80 on another, but they all kind of intertwine together. So we call it our urban hiking.
Yeah, I like that. But you can still get around town if you're not capable of climbing stairs or that's not your thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Jennifer, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And come see us down in Bisbee.
Now, for the Rosie on the House Arizona Staycation from Sanderson Ford, we've picked our January winner. They're on their way to Yuma to stay at the Shiloh Inns. But you can register for our February staycation to Tubac. You'll stay at the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa. It's really nice. Register at rosieonthehouse.com now.